Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. This next hymn that we're going to be learning is a very special one. It says, I'm a child of the King. Did you know that you are a child of the King of the universe? There was a woman named Hattie Buell, and she had gone to a church in New York. Well, on her way home from church, she was thinking about how amazing and how wonderful it was that she was a child of the King of Kings. Well, when she got home, she went and sat down and started writing a poem. And this is the poem that she wrote. Well, it wasn't a song yet, because if you take away the tune from a song, you just have a poem. She decided to send her poem to a magazine company, and they saw it and they liked it, and guess what they did? They published it in 1877. Well, she didn't think anything about it. A man named Mr. Sumner saw that poem in the magazine, and he looked at it and he thought, wow, that's a nice poem. So he decided to compose a tune to go with it. So he came up with a little tune, and you know what he did? He published it. And all of a sudden, it became a hymn that we know today. The thing was, is Miss Hattie did not know that he had taken her poem and made it into a song. One day, she was sitting in church, and she heard the song, and she heard the words, and she said, wait a second, that's my song. Well, that is how we get the song, A Child of the King, today.
My father is
Before we get started with today's lesson, we want to make sure to ask Jesus to be with us as we study. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that we get to take this time with you. Please send your Spirit to be with us and help us to understand, help us to learn more, and help us to be able to grow more in you. We love you. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me again today as we finish up learning what Jesus said about being a little child. Jesus gave lots of instruction to us in different parts of the Bible, in Matthew and Mark, about being a child and how in order to be in God's kingdom, we have to be like a child. Now, if you're a child, you may be thinking, well, I am, so I should be in God's kingdom, right? What kind of character traits does Jesus want us to have? Humility, love, care for others. I have a little niece named Jessie, and she is 2 years old. Even if she gets angry at me, guess what? It's not for long, and pretty soon she'll throw her chubby little arms around me and give me hugs, and I'm her special KK. She loves to spend time with me, and she loves to show me her owies and her toys, and she loves to see my puppy and our dogs, and it's so much fun to be with her. Does she care what I look like? No, I could be having the worst hair day ever, and she could care less. Does she care if I'm dressed all fancy or if I say the right things? No, I'm her KK. And all that matters is that I'm spending time with her. That's how Jesus wants us to be with him. Jesus wants us to spend time with him and to enjoy our time with him. To look at others just as he does. He doesn't want us to see their skin color if it may be different than ours. He doesn't want us to see if they wear clothes that are different from us or that may not be as nice as ours. Jesus wants us to love everyone. Jesus was holding a little child in his arms as he talked to his disciples about being unselfish. He wanted them to be a good example to children, too. How important is that? Well, let's look at Mark chapter 9, verse 42. Mark is the second book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Mark is the second book. If you get to Luke or John, you've gone too far. And if you're in Matthew or Malachi, you're too soon. Mark is right after Matthew. Here's what he says.
But whoever causes one of those little ones who believes in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea.
Do you know what a millstone is? It's a great big rock. So in other words, Jesus is saying to anybody who causes children to not believe in me, it is better for them, that person that caused a child to not believe in him, it is better for them to have a big rock tied around their neck and thrown into the sea. What happens to rocks in the water? They sink. And if it's tied around you, what are you going to do? You'll sink too. Jesus is saying it's better for somebody to go drown in the sea than to cause a child to not believe in Jesus. That's pretty important. But there is something that every child should always remember. There are children whose parents are not good examples. Or maybe you don't even have a parent who lives in your home. Or maybe one of your parents is gone. Some parents don't love Jesus, and they don't know about him. But is there somebody who's always a good example for us to follow, even if it's not our parents? There is, and that's Jesus. Jesus wants to be the example that we can copy. As we have been reading and learning about Jesus, we're learning how he wants us to treat others, aren't we? God is our loving Heavenly Father. Jesus is our very own big brother. How wonderful it is that even if we don't have family or a mom or a dad that loves Jesus, or maybe your mom or your dad don't live with you, we still have Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? And Jesus loves us even more than the best parents could ever love us. By the time Jesus went back to heaven, the disciples had all changed. A lot. They had been through some experiences that made them a lot different. They realized how much they wanted to be like Jesus and how they were not being like Jesus when they were selfish and wanting the best spots in the kingdom. Jesus knew that they would be like shepherds, caring for both adults and children. Children are like the little lambs, and older people would be like the sheep. In fact, Jesus talks about this to Peter. They're out on a beach enjoying a fish breakfast. And as they're talking, remember, Peter had denied Jesus right before Jesus had died. Now Jesus wanted Peter to understand how important it was not to want to be the best, but to be a servant and to take care of those around him. Let's look at John chapter 21, verse 15 through 17, and see what Jesus said to Peter. We're going to John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. It's the fourth book in the New Testament. John chapter 21, verse 15 through 17. John chapter 21. And then look for the small verses, the small numbers, verse 15, 16, and 17. Here's what it says.
So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him again, a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you, he said to him. Tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep."
Jesus wanted to make sure that Peter knew that although Jesus was going back to heaven, he had a special job for Peter. It wasn't to be the best or the most important. It was to be a servant and to take care of those around him, to feed Jesus' sheep. Who are his sheep? All the adults in the world. And to feed his lambs. Who are Jesus' lambs? It's you. It's children. It does not matter how young you are important to Jesus. And before going back to heaven and leaving this earth, Jesus wanted to make sure that Peter was going to take care of children and adults and teach them about Jesus. I hope this week you've seen how much Jesus loves you, a child. It doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, you are important to Jesus. He wants you to follow him. Ask him for help, to help you to do what is right. He is always there for you. He is never impatient. He's never cross. He loves to hear your problems and help you. Isn't that wonderful? That Jesus cares so much for us. Let's thank him for his love and his care. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you came to this earth to show us how much you care, not just for adults, but for each boy and girl listening. Thank you so much for being our example, that we can follow you and listen to your words and do them, and you give us the power to do what is right. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Today is our last day for our memory verse. You don't want to miss it, so go ahead and sing along with us.
Let the little children come to me. Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Let the little children come to me. Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.